भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यादिशतारिणे शील प्रभुपाद की जय। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा। सो हाउ इज एवरीवन डूइंग, टेकिंग एडवांटेज ऑफ ऑस्पिशियस दामोदर मंथ, चैंटिंग मोर राउंड्स? नो, हाउ मेनी आर यस? ओके, and how many, should I ask how many know? It's all right. Reading Prabhupada's books more attentively, rendering devotional service, associating with devotees, these are the secrets of spiritual success. So which one is today's verse? Tam Yugupritakar. Okay. Text. So, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर भवती नैष्टिकी। श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो 1st चैप्टर द एडवेंट ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा इंट्रोडक्शन टेक्स्ट 36। तं जुगुप्सिता कर्मणं नृशंसं निरपत्रपं वसुदेव महाभाग उवाच परिशान्तयन् परिशान्तयन् तं जुगुप्सित कर्मानं नृशंसं निरपत्रपम् वसुदेव महाभाग उवाच परिशान्तयन् तं जुगुप्सित कर्मानं नृशंसं निरपत्रपम् वसुदेव महाभाग उवाच परिशान्त्वयन् तं जुगुप्सित कर्मानं नृशंसं परिपत्रपम् वसुदेव महाभाग उवाच परिशान्त्वयन् Mataji's Tam unto him Kamsa Jugupshita Karmanam, who was ready to commit such an offensive act. Nrishangsam, very cruel. Nirapatrapam, shameless. Basudevaha, Basudev. Mahabhagaha, the greatly fortunate father of Basudev. Say Ubacha, said Parishantvayam, pacifying. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Wanting to pacify Kamsa, who was so cruel and envious that he was shamelessly ready to kill his sister, the great soul Vasudev, who was to be the father of Krishna, spoke to him in the following words. Please repeat after me. Wanting to pacify Krishna, I'm sorry. Wanting to pacify Kamsa, who was so cruel and envious that he was shamelessly ready to kill his sister, the great soul Vasudev, who was to be the father of Krishna, spoke to him in the following words. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Vasudev, who was to be the father of Krishna, is described here as Mahabhaga, a very upright and sober personality. Because although Kamsa was ready to kill Vasudev's wife, Vasudev remained sober and unagitated. In a peaceful attitude, Vasudev began to address Kamsa by putting forward the reasonable arguments. Vasudev was a great personality because he knew how to pacify a cruel person and how to forgive even the bitterest enemy. One who is fortunate is never caught even by tigers or snakes. One who is fortunate is never caught even by tigers or snakes. Om Agyanati Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chokshurun Militang Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishthang Sthapitang Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Krishna said, Yada Yadahi Dharmasya. Who knows the rest of the lines? Very good. Okay, so yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. Glani means decline. Whenever there is a decline in religious principles, dharma. Now what's the meaning of dharma? What's the definition of dharma? Dharmam tu shakshad bhagavat pranitam. Dharma is the laws given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Dharmam tu shakshat bhagavan parintam. The Lord gives the principles himself, how one should act. Just like in a state or in a country, there are laws given by the heads of the states. What is the purpose of the law? The purpose of law is so that peaceful people can prosper and miscreants can be curbed or punished. So the purpose of dharma is similarly so that pious people can make spiritual progress. It starts with varnashram. The human society is divided into four classes and four phases of life. Chatur varnam maya srishta guna karma vibhaga. So Krishna is saying that I gave the principle of varnashram. I divided. Chatur varnam maya srishta. I created these four varnas. How? Guna karma vibhaga saha. According to the gunas, modes of the material nature, and according to one's natural propensity. Guna karma vibhaga saha. So Krishna gave this order. Like if every living entity is influenced by these modes of material nature. Those who are influenced by the mode of goodness, they are brahmanas. Those who are influenced by the mode of passion, they are kshatriyas. Those who are influenced by the mixed mode of passion and ignorance, they are vaishyas. And they are influenced by the mode of ignorance, they are shudras. Different people develop different propensities or inherent attitude or inherent tendency. We see some people like to be peaceful, study, scholarly. But some people, they are very, very active physically. So those who are in the mode of goodness, they develop this tendency to be spiritually or philosophically inclined. And those who are influenced by the mode of passion, they are very active. They want to enjoy this material nature. Because they are so powerful that they want to enjoy, and they have given the responsibility. Okay, if you want to enjoy, you have to give protection. They are kshatriyas. You want to enjoy, fine, go ahead, enjoy. But you have to give protection. You have to protect what you want to enjoy. Because if you can't protect what you enjoy, then somebody else will come and take it away from you. So that's a kshatriya. Kshatatrayate iti kshatriya. One who gives protection to the society from injuries, both external and internal injury, they are kshatriyas. They are warriors. They internally in the state, they maintain law and order. They have the law, so the law must be maintained through order. And they give protection from external attack by outside, by others. So they are kshatriyas. And those who are in the mixed mode of passion and ignorance, they have the desire to enjoy, but they don't have the strength and power of the kshatriyas. So they have given the occupation to do business, trading, cater to the need of the society and make profit. Business means what? Business is supply. Where do you supply? Where there is a demand. Demand, you find out where the demand is, so you supply there. And you get the things from where it costs the cheapest. So you buy from the cheapest place and sell it at the highest profit. That's business. That's the occupation of a vaishya. Okay, you can't. You see, kshatriya will get what he wants. Like we have seen, Krishna was playing the role of a Kshatriya. Krishna decided to have Rukmini. What he did, and other kings also wanted to have Rukmini, especially Shishupal, and Shishupal's friends came there to protect, to support their friend Shishupal. Jai Shri Shri Radha Rashbihari ki jai. Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. And you know what did Krishna do? Kidnapped Rukmini. And all those kings attacked him. Krishna defeated them. That's a Kshatriya. You want to enjoy? Everyone wanted Rukmini. But who won Rukmini? The most powerful one. Right? That's a Kshatriya. The more powerful Kshatriya will defeat the less powerful Kshatriya and get away. If he likes a kingdom, he will go to the king and say, look, I like your kingdom. You can either become subordinate to me or you fight with me. That was the choice. And in that war, in that fight, whoever would win would get the kingdom. So that is the nature of a Kshatriya. He takes things by his power, by his might. But a Vaishya doesn't really have that power. Therefore, he gets things that he wants to enjoy by paying money. Kshatriya will never go to the market and buy. He will get things, or people will come and give it to him. Anyway, so these are the different characteristics that people already have. And accordingly, they have been divided into four classes. Brahmana, in mode of goodness, Kshatriya in the mode of passion, Vaishya in the mode of passion and ignorance, and Sudra in ignorance. So Krishna gave the law. That is the beginning of the law. But what is the ultimate law? The ultimate law is Mam Ekam Sharanam Braja. It's starting from according to one's own propensity, one is allowed to act following the rules that has been given by the Lord. And the ultimate consideration is surrender. And when you surrender, then the life's purpose is fulfilled. But when there is a glani, there is decline, or there is inappropriate, or rather defiance to follow the law. When people don't want to follow this law given by Krishna, which is called dharma, like for example, let's consider, in a country, in a state, if the people don't want to follow the law, then what happens? The police is sent to curb them, to take care of them. And when police cannot take care of them, say there is a revolution. Some people say, we do not want to follow the king's law. We do not want to follow the king. So that means rebel, revolution. So the king will first send the police. When the police will fail, then the king will send the army. When the army fails, then king himself comes. So similarly, when there is a dharmasya glani, decline in religious principles, sambhavami juge juge, I come. So that situation actually happened about 5,000 years ago. In this planet, in this particular land of Bharatvarsha, all the demoniac kings they did not want to follow the laws given by Krishna. Another example for that is Ravan. The law is that those who are pious, they will go to the higher planetary systems. Pious people will go to the higher planetary systems and enjoy, and the miscreants will be punished. But Ravan said, why only pious people will go to heaven? I will create a staircase that anybody can go to heaven. See, defying the law given by the Lord. So these are the demons, Ravan. And then in Dwapar Yuga it was Kamsa and his associates. Like whole lot of them. Kamsa was there, and his father-in-law Jarasandha was the leader of the demons. And they were defying Krishna's arrangement. So as a result of that, what happens? There is chaos in this world. The unnecessary exploitation of Mother Earth. And Mother Earth was tormented. Mother Earth, Earth is not just a piece of soil and water. Earth is a personality. This is just her external manifestation. What we are seeing, the planet is just the external manifestation. But she is a personality. And she was so tormented, she could not tolerate anymore. So, assuming the form of a cow, she went to Lord Brahma. Brahma is the head of the universe. There are different controllers in the universe. They're the devtas, demigods. They are taking care of different departments of the universe. And head of all the demigods is Lord Brahma. So she went and told Brahma. Brahma observed the situation. He said, look, I can't do anything about that. So let's go to Krishna. Let's go to Vishnu. So they went to Brahma, took them to the milk ocean, Kshir Sagar, milk ocean, where Kshirodakshai Vishnu is lying. So Brahma offered his prayers to him by chanting the Purusha Sukta. And the Lord then responded, not appearing but through a voice. Only Brahma could hear. And the voice said, Brahma, I am coming. Let all these demigods take birth in Jadu and Vrishni dynasty, Vrishni family, Jadu family. Let them take birth and I'll be coming soon. So then all those great demigods and great personalities appeared. Like first Vasudev, Devaki. So here we are seeing the arrangement is being made for Krishna to come. Krishna is going to come as the son of Vasudev. So Vasudev got married to Devaki. Devaki is Kamsa's cousin sister. Naturally had affectionate attitude Kamsa had towards her. So when she got married, just Kamsa actually decided to take her and her husband after marriage to the husband's house. At the time of marriage, the girl after marriage goes to the husband's house. So Kamsa himself was driving the chariot. Actually, that shows that Kamsa was so affectionate towards Devaki. Because the Kshatriyas would not do anything which is below their status. Like a chariot driver is like a chauffeur in a car. A driver. Driver means a servant. So a king will not drive the chariot for anyone else. He may drive the chariot for himself, that's one thing, but he won't drive anybody else's chariot. Like that is the Vedic culture. Vedic culture, the status quo is very, very strictly followed. For example, the king of Orissa, there is a custom that the king of Orissa would sweep the road before Lord Jagannath's chariot festival. Like serving the Lord, clean the street. Now the king of Orissa, there was a marriage proposal. The princess of Kanchi, another state, was about to be given to him in marriage. But when the king of Kanchi got to know that he sweeps the street, he says he's a bhangi. Like, he's a sweeper. I'm not going to give my daughter in marriage to a sweeper. He didn't understand for whom he was sweeping. Anyway, that's another story. So, you want to hear the story? Okay, let me see. I'll try to quickly say that. So when he heard that, the king of Orissa, that the Kanchi has considered him to be a sweeper, so he decided to attack. But Kanchi king, Kanchi was more powerful than Orissa. But this is another thing about a Kshatriya. More powerful, less powerful. If his pride is hurt, he will get into a fight. Even in that fight, he will die. But he will uphold his pride. So he has been insulted like that. So he decided to fight. But when they were about to start the next day, that night, the whole tent got burnt. When the army was gathering, and so that was an ominous sign, and his power has been weakened, and so he was thinking how what to do. So, but still he went to fight with the king of Kanchi. While they were going, one buttermilk seller, one lady who was selling buttermilk, she stopped him, the king. He said, two persons came here, two soldiers came, and they finished all my buttermilk. And when I asked them to pay, they said, we don't have any money, but someone is coming, he'll pay you. He said, who is that? The two persons who drank your milk. And anyway, so he paid the that lady, and the battle started. And in that battle, they saw the two warriors. One is dark complexion and one is fair complexion. They're fighting so valiantly that Kanchi king was defeated. And then the king of Orissa, after defeating, he said, okay, I'll take your daughter and I'll get her married to a bhangi. I'll get her married to a sweeper. So, I mean, he wanted to take revenge like that. Okay, you said that your daughter is not suitable for me. You considered me to be a sweeper. So I'll make sure that she gets married to a sweeper. So the princess was actually kept in the custody of the minister. So the minister, I think minister himself, and minister said, yeah, okay, I'll find a suitable sweeper to get her married. And until then, let her stay in my custody. The king said, fine, you do that. And then the king forgot about it. Then the time came for the Rath Yatra. So when the king swept the street, after sweeping the street, then the minister approached him. He said, I got a very suitable bhangi to get married to the princess. And so he brought the princess and said, now today you are the person, the real sweeper, who is, now that you have become a sweeper, so you marry her. So this is how the marriage actually took place between the princess of Kanchi and king of Orissa. So the point is, this is how proud the Kshatriyas actually are. And so Krishna, we have seen, like Krishna actually got all the queens that he married. He married all of them except the daughter of Madhra Raj. I'm forgetting her name. So that is the only one that the king himself offered. And there was no opposition. But otherwise, Rukmini, Satyabhama also was without battle. Jambavati also was without battle. But no, Jambavati, he had to fight with Jambavan. So in this way, most of the queens that he got married to was after a battle with. Especially Rukmini was the classic one. All the Kshatriyas were siding with Shishupal, and Krishna and Balaram defeated all of them. Actually, Krishna can defeat anybody. Krishna doesn't even have to come. But these are Krishna's pastimes. These pastimes are so important because through these pastimes, we get to understand who Krishna is. And in this way, we develop our attraction to Krishna. And that attraction turns into love. Our goal of life is to love Krishna. The goal of everyone's life is to love Krishna. But it's not going to happen just like that. We have to... How can we love somebody whom we do not know? Love is a natural outcome of attraction. Now, Krishna is all attractive. Therefore, everyone can be in love with Krishna. The one who is all attractive, naturally, everyone will be attracted to him and develop his love or her love for him. But in order to become attracted, one have to know the attractive qualities of Krishna. So that is why these pastimes are so important. So here Krishna is making arrangements, as you said, let all the demigods take birth in Jadu family. So before Krishna appeared, Vasudev and Devaki already were there. And who is Vasudev? Vasudev is actually Shuddha Sattva. Sattam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shabditam. Vishuddha Sattva means transcendental goodness. Material nature has three modes. Ignorance, passion, goodness. But in the material nature, there is no pure goodness. In the material nature, goodness is always mixed with passion or ignorance, or both. It's called Mishra Sattva. Material nature, sattva, goodness is mixed with passion and ignorance. Pure goodness is available only in the spiritual domain. So we have to transcend the material nature and come to the spiritual nature. Then only we've come across pure goodness. And the Supreme Personality of Godhead always resides in that pure goodness. The Supreme Personality of Godhead doesn't come under the influence of the material modes. So Vasudev is the personification of pure goodness. And Krishna appeared as his son. Therefore, he is Vasudev. In the Vedic culture, often the children's name are according to the father's. Vasudev's son is Vasudev. Pandu's son is Pandava. Dhritarashtra's sons, Dhartarashtra. Similarly, Diti's son, Daitya. Aditi's son, Aditya. So this is how the children get the names according to the father. So Krishna is Vasudev because he is the son of Vasudev. So here is the arrangement being made. Vasudev got married to Devaki, and Kamsa very affectionately driving the chariot, taking his sister and sister-in-law to their in-law's house. And at that time there was a voice sounded from the sky, Akashvani. Oh Kamsa, the sister that you are so affectionately taking to her in-law's house, the eighth son of that sister of yours is going to be the cause of your death. Now we can see the demoniac nature. Their affection is not long-lasting. In one hand, he's so affectionate. But as soon as he heard that, he pulled out his sword, caught Devaki by her hair, and was about to cut her head off. That's a demoniac nature. You can't trust a demon or people, those who are evil in their mind. And then we can see this is what is happening. Kamsa is ready to kill Devaki. Now this is another thing that you can see about a demoniac nature. Like a gentleman, according to the Vedic understanding, never hurts a woman. Not even with harsh words. A gentleman should not even speak harshly towards a woman. What to speak of physically hurting her. And physically killing a woman, a warrior will not even hurt a woman, rather protect a woman. Not only in Indian culture, we can see in the Western culture, the knights in the English culture, the knights are known as the savior of the damsels in distress. Whenever a woman would be in distress, a knight would go and protect her. In today's world, we see good people, they give protection to women. But bad people exploit women. So Kamsa, in one hand, he is such a heroic personality, but he is now ready to hurt, not only hurt a woman, kill a woman. And that woman happens to be his own sister. So that's what Vasudev is suggesting. Now, Kamsa, you are a great hero. And what will happen to your reputation when the world will get to see that you have killed your own sister? And then he gave so many advice, and ultimately he said, okay, Kamsa, there's nothing to be afraid from your sister, so why unnecessarily kill her? Your concern is her children, her eighth son. Okay, fine. Whenever she gets the child, I'll offer the child to you. Then you do whatever you want to do. That means, don't kill her, but if you want, you can kill her children. So this is how you can protect yourself. Now this is another thing about a demoniac nature. A demon doesn't want to die. Whereas a devotee is always ready to die. Mr. Death, you want to come? I'm ready. That's a devotee's attitude. Because he knows death may come at any time. Therefore he's prepared. It's inevitable, so let me be prepared for that. Who can say when death will come? It may take 100 years or it may take one day. So that is the understanding of a wise person. But a demoniac person whose whole business is with the material nature, he wants to remain in here all the time. Whereas a devotee knows that there is the actual life is beyond this nature, the spiritual world. Therefore, he is not afraid to leave this world when there is a prospect of going back there. So this is how we can see through these pastimes of the Lord that we get to see the natural characteristics of a divine personality and the natural characteristics of a demoniac personality. So now the choice is ours. Who should we follow? The choice is very simple. Follow Krishna. Because that is divine. And demoniac is follow the demons. So choice is ours. Who should we follow? Kamsa or Krishna? Choice is very simple. But we find so many people, they promote Kamsa. Actually, Kamsa had a lot of followers. Even today's world, you'll find a lot of followers of Kamsa. Like, generally people follow Krishna, follow Krishna's devotees. Like, the common feeling of the people of India is to follow Arjun. Arjun is their hero. Ramchandra is their hero. But you'll also find people, those who are promoting Kamsa, those who are promoting Ravan. But anyway, this choice is open to everyone and it's up to him who he wants to follow. Follow the divine nature or the demoniac nature? Want to go back to Godhead or want to go to hell? Choice is ours. And obviously an intelligent person won't want to go to hell. He will want to go back to the spiritual world, back to Godhead. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Does anybody have any question? Yeah, there is a question here. Okay, give it. Switch on the mic. I can't hear you. Tap it and see whether the sound is there. No, there is no sound.
Okay. Maharaj, I want to thank you. It was a really excellent class. Especially about the demoniac nature and the divine nature. You explained that a demoniac nature person doesn't want to give up his life. But we see Vritrasura, although he was in a demoniac body or demon body, it was opposite. Could you please explain this nature?
Very good. Very good question. Vritrasura was a demon in that way, but at the heart of his heart, he was a devotee. Previous life, who was Vritrasura? Right. So, He was cursed by Parvati. And as a result of that, he became a demon. But although he got the body of a demon, but in his heart, he was a devotee. Vritrasura, for example, could kill Indra. In order to kill, the only way Vritrasura could be killed by the Vajra, which was made from the bones of Dadichi, a sage. So being many a times Indra attacked Vritrasura, but he was defeated. Many a times he was attacked, but he was defeated. But this time, when he was empowered with the Vajra, then he attacked Vritrasura. But still, Vritrasura was so powerful that Indra's soldiers, Indra's army started to run away. No, I'm sorry. Indra this time became so powerful that Vritrasura's army started to run away out of fear. So then Vritrasura was confronting Indra single-handedly. Vritrasura struck Airavat so hard that Airavat retreated 20 steps. And Indra fell down and the Vajra fell out of his hand. So Indra was standing there. At that time, Vritrasura could have killed Indra. But Vritrasura said that, look, the arrangement has been made by the Lord, divine arrangement of the Lord, that I'm going to die. So pick up that Vajra. Don't become baffled at a time like this. So he allowed Indra to pick up the Vajra, and now he attacked Vritrasura. With Vajra he cut off his right hand. Vritrasura was fighting with his left hand. Indra cut his left hand. He was fighting with his legs. Cut off his legs, and then assuming a gigantic form, Vritrasura swallowed up Indra. And but then Vritrasura said, okay, now I have taken care of Indra, now I can leave my body. So Vritrasura then left his body. Then Indra with the Vajra cut open Vritrasura's abdomen, came out and applied the Vajra to cut Vritrasura's neck. And it took 365 days for Vajra to cut Vritrasura's neck. And Prabhupada mentioned in the purport that Indra did not kill Vritrasura. Vritrasura actually killed Indra. When he swallowed Indra up, he said, okay, now the battle is over. And he left his body. So the point is, Vritrasura, although in a demoniac body, he was a devotee. The point here is, even a demon can become a devotee. Right? One may be born in a demoniac family. One may even develop demoniac attitude. The definition of a demon, daitya, is suradveshi. They are enemies of the demigods. Not necessarily they are inimical to Krishna. They are inimical to demigods. So Vritrasura was inimical towards Indra, but Vritrasura was a devotee of Krishna. Similarly, Bali Maharaj, another devotee of Krishna, although born in a demoniac family. Does it answer your question? Thank you. Hare Krishna. Yes. Give him the mic.
Thank you, Swamiji. Swamiji, I have heard it is so understood that we should eat vegetarian food because we assimilate or inherit the qualities of what we eat, and we showcase those qualities. However, in nature we find that many carnivore animals, they are predators of the grass-eating animals. However, they do not end up inheriting their qualities. So how does that work?
Yes. Like, isn't there a difference between herbivorous animals and carnivorous animal? Do you see any difference? Think of a carnivorous
yes.
animal. Lion.
Yes.
Can anybody go near a lion? But think of a herbivorous animal. Big animal, elephant. Even a child can play with. What to speak of cows, horses. So, food, this is how food affects one's characteristics. So, herbivorous animals, we can see, are very gentle, whereas carnivorous animals are ferocious. Right? So this is how food affects. Any other question? Yeah, you have a question here. Give him the mic here.
Thank you very much, Maharaj. Maharaj, you mentioned that we all have to develop love for Krishna. And for that, we need to have attraction for Krishna. And you mentioned that we have to hear the pastimes of Krishna to develop that attractions. Maharaj, we see how you were relishing the pastimes of Krishna and glorifying Krishna. But when we hear such pastimes, we don't have such taste that they stay in our heart. We leave this assembly and then we are into our own world like that, Maharaj. So how we can develop that taste?
Thank you very much for your humble submission. If you are not attracted, then why are you here? Tell me. So isn't that a clear sign of your attraction for Krishna?
Maybe Maharaj is theoretically not.
Well, you know, like...
Or dutifully.
Practice leads to perfection. Just keep on practicing. And the result will be there. If you take a medicine, will the disease get cured? We all are suffering from a disease called the materialistic disease, Bhava Rog. And the medicine is Krishna consciousness. So as we take the medicine, the disease will be cured. Especially when the medicine is so potent, it's bound to work. Right? So you came to the right hospital. And you're getting the perfect treatment. So it's only a matter of time. Right? I can see that it's working because you have become so humble already. Hare Krishna. Yes, please.
Who spoke the Akashvani? The demigods?
Demigods.
Demigods. Is Kaurava also part of the star cast of Lord Krishna, or they were genuine demons? Kaurava, were they genuinely demoniac people, or they were also like Pandava, star cast?
Yeah. you see, let's consider that Krishna's pastimes are like a play, a drama. On a drama, different actors, actresses play the role. They're playing the role, they're not really. The villain, in real life, probably he is the greatest friend of the hero. But on the play, you know, he is acting in such a way that he is his worst enemy. He plays his role so nicely that you feel like beating him up. So Krishna's, similarly, Krishna's pastimes are like a play. Now, say, when a king wants to enact a play, then who he will choose as the actors, actresses? His own people, isn't it? So generally, Krishna actually, in his pastimes, his associates come, or those who are becoming qualified to come to the spiritual domain, they get a chance to play the role. And now, in So the point actually is, the casting is made by his own people, and sometimes the casting is made, selected from outsiders. So that is up to Krishna. Like, for example, Krishna told the demigods to take birth, so that the demigods who had become qualified to enter into the spiritual world, they are actually getting a chance to take part in Krishna's pastimes and thus become qualified to enter into the spiritual world. And in that respect, we also have to see, you know, sometimes these Krishna's own people play the role of a demon. Like, who are the biggest demons? Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, Shishupal, Dantavakra, Ravan, Kumbhakarna. Who are they? Joy and Vijay, his own people, playing the role of a demon. And Krishna's arrangement is so perfect by Jogamaya that everything fits in a perfect way. It is not that Krishna is telling that you go and play the role. But Jogamaya didn't say, Jay and Vijay, I have decided that you will play the role of two demons in four yugas. Right? But Jogamaya makes the arrangement in that way. The four Kumaras came, they cursed him, cursed them. Then Narayan came, Narayan asked, so you have been cursed, you'll have to fall down to the material nature. Now, if you become my devotee, then it'll take 7 lifetimes. If you become my enemy, then it'll take 3 lifetimes. So which one would prefer? 7 lifetimes or 3 lifetimes? So Jai Vijay said, we want to come back quickly. Even as your enemy, 3 lifetimes. So this is how we have to see. There's always a background which actually fits the pastimes in the most perfect way. So I'll stop now. Thank you all very much. Although it's a very short visit, I just came only for a few hours in Bombay. Tonight I have to take a flight back to America. But I was very happy to be here with all of you. Thank you all very much.
Thank you very Jai much.
Jai Shri Shri Radha. Jai Shri Shri Radha Rash Bihari ki jai. Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki. Jai Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Samabeto Bhakta Vrinda ki. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari.